welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle working business, beloved. Greetings, this is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today. We began a message on yesterday's broadcast. I've entitled Your Full Portion. And what God laid on my heart as I was waiting before making this set of broadcasts was the Lord wanted to emphasize, had placed on my heart that through the medium of words, and sometimes words are so inadequate to express what's a truth, what's maybe in your heart or in God's heart. He wants us to know how much He loves us and that His desire for us is to be happy, is to be blessed, to know the fullness of the blessing He has for us, our full portion. He is not meager. He just doesn't sort of, as a miser, just sort of once in a while slip out little blessings. Are we in warfare? Of course. We'll get to that. But I want you to understand God's heart, because one of the ways the enemy works is like, well, if God really loved you, you wouldn't be going through this. You wouldn't go through this time, this difficult period, whatever it is. He always wants to charge God with neglect, that He doesn't love you, that if He did, you wouldn't be experiencing the difficult times, the trials and the battles. That's not what the Word says. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. And all the negative things, the sickness, the death, the hindrances, they're all of the enemy, but sometimes God allows them so we can learn perseverance, we can learn patience, we can learn obedience. I mean, if Jesus had to learn obedience by the things He suffered, why should we think our portion would be any less? If the master had to endure such things, what about his servants? And the servant is not greater than the master. Is that not correct? And so yet God, He wants us to know His heart. And so often the enemy and the world do everything they can to bring confusion to the natural man, even to the Christian, unless they really know the Word of God and spend time with the Lord and understand His heart, that He has nothing but love in His heart for us. We know, He said, well, yes, when we get to heaven, everything's going to be wonderful. But even now, while we are going through the trials and tribulation of living in this fallen world, He wants us to know His heart. We know it by faith. And if we will trust Him and really get a revelation, I believe we can experience the fullness of His blessing, at least spiritually. I mean, death is the last enemy to be put underfoot. We will go through trials and tribulation here, but in the Spirit, we will be assured, we will know, we will be confident, we will be full of faith of who God is and His desire and His heart toward us. This, beloved, will cause you to stand in the midst of the sorest trials, in the midst of the greatest challenges, in the midst of the most painful difficulties. You will know that God loves you and His desire towards you is only good. He loves you. Praise God. As we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were going to pick up back in Nehemiah, the 8th chapter. And I don't know how many times I've read this chapter, but the thing, as I read it, the first verse, I think I mentioned it, it really jumped out at me. And I'll read it again in case you didn't hear yesterday's broadcast. And all the people, these are the Israelites, gathered themselves together as one man. They were totally unified. They were there for one purpose. This was men and women, not just the men. And they gathered before the water gate, and they, listen to this, this is a picture of God, and we're going to look at the highlights of this chapter, we're going to see what was God's response. How did God speak really prophetically through Nehemiah? But it was the people. They weren't being, you know, called to have, you know, let's have a solemn assembly, let's gather to worship. No, it says they wanted to hear the word of the Lord. They spoke unto Ezra the scribe, who was skilled, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. They did. They initiated this process. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. That would even be young people, those that were mature enough to hear and understand. They did this upon the first day of the seventh month. And he, in verse 3, he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from morning until midday. How's that? They were standing before the men and the women and those that could understand, the ears of all the people that were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, and in verse 5, he opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, and that was to be heard, all the people stood up, and Ezra blessed the Lord God, the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. That means so be it. Whatever he was saying, they said so be it. They were in full agreement, not just once, but twice. Amen, amen. With lifting up their hands in worship, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So there was probably pausing and reading of the Lord, and then there was explanation as was required. Listen to verse 9. I'm going to skip a few phrases. And Nehemiah and the Levites taught the people and said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Do you realize how that touched God's heart? Because they realized their sinful state. They realized that they had not observed, they had not kept the law of God perfectly. Our hearts can be perfect toward God, but our actions, we'll never be perfect in our actions, thoughts, attitudes, until we're actually with the Lord, but we strive toward that. And they were mourning, and they heard the perfection of the word. As for God, his way is perfect. And they were weeping and crying, and how that must have touched the heart of God. And then this is the prophetic word. Listen to what he said. They were crying. They were repenting. They were worshiping God. That's what God wants from us today. And instead of saying, yes, you should weep, you should see what you have miserable sinners, you have disobeyed me, you and your fathers have walked in the ways of corruption and wickedness. Instead of rebuking them, the heart of God was touched, and he, that's Nehemiah, said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you see what a beautiful picture? Their hearts were reaching out to God. Their hearts were perfect, and God's response through Nehemiah, as I said, this was not couched prophetically, but it really was God's prophetic word to them. Don't cry. I see your heart. You are precious to me. I want you to rejoice. Go celebrate. Eat the fat. Drink the sweet. Share with others, those that don't have anything. Increase your joy by sharing with others. This day is holy to the Lord. What you have done, this is sacred before me, says the Lord. Don't be sorry, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Verse 11 says, so the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people, verse 12, went their way to eat, to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth. Why? Because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Praise God. And so this is a picture of God's heart. This is what He desires for his people. And let's go now to the New Testament in Mark, the 16th chapter, 17 and 18. God has promised not only blessings, but great privileges. All things are yours. He said, do the works I've called you to do. Greater works you're going to do. These signs shall follow those that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick. Then they shall recover. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. That means so be it. Everything that God has promised, our faith says amen, so be it, that we understand God's heart. We're just not hearing the word and repeating him because that's what God said. I mean, that's a good thing, but we have to understand the heart of God that would give those promises. Just like God's heart was reaching out to his people under the old covenant, how he loved them. Oh, remember how he mourned after them when they turned away from him? He's wanting us to understand his heart. Today, you and me, brother and sister, 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes, another translation says, in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. We add the amen. And as we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us. Matthew 6:33. So tomorrow we're going to go in a different direction, but it's important I've laid this foundation that you understand God wants you to have a full portion. Why? Because he loves you so much. He's given us the rules, the regulations, not that we have to be looking at the law as the children of Israel were under the law, but they were getting given for our blessings. He wants the best for us. And so as we obey him, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. His commandments are not grievous, but they contribute to the fullness of joy in our lives. And the devil, of course, tries to pervert that. They say, oh, it's just to restrict you, to prevent you from being free and making you happy. No, that's a lie. God's best is his heart's desire for you. Amen. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.